Well, I have a joke to tell, but I have to read it because I need to read it. Three good friends died in a car accident and went to heaven. During their orientation interview, the angel asked them, "When your friends and family are looking down at you in your coffin at your funeral, what would you like them to say?" "Well," said the first man, "I think I'd like to hear them say that he was a great doctor of the time and a good husband." "That's very good," said the angel. He turned to the second one and said, "And what would you like to hear your family and friends say as they look at you in your coffin?" She thought for a minute, then said, "I'd like to hear them say that she was a good mother and a good teacher to the children of tomorrow." "That's a good answer too," said the angel. Turning to the third, he said, "And what would you like to hear your loved ones say as they're looking at you in the coffin?" Without hesitation, he said, "I'd like to hear them say, 'Look, he's still breathing.'" Now, I tell that just because that's what the theme of this passage is. It's about breathing. Jesus does that to his disciples here in this passage. And when you're saying things, you're breathing. And he says, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you." He says it three times in the passage. And then he breathes on them the Holy Spirit and gives them the ability to forgive and gives them authority. And those are the gifts. Peace, Holy Spirit, the power to forgive. And in the Greek, not only are they disciples now, they're apostles, sent ones. That's what apostles means in Greek, sent ones. So now they're sent to go in the world, like I talked about with the kids, and share God's love, to be ambassadors. And this story is about breathing. And it's about Thomas. Now, Thomas was a guy who, in the first service, someone said, "Well, I know why Thomas wasn't there," because I thought, I don't know why Thomas wasn't there. But she said, Thomas was probably there, wasn't there. And this person in the first service is very smart, said probably because it was Passover. And so there's probably a big family in town, so he had to go and, you know, be with the family and be a good host and things like that. So that's probably why he wasn't there. And so he missed out on this event. And he comes back later to his friends and says, "Well, what happened?" And they all say, what do they say? "Jesus was here. Jesus was here." Like in the joke, he's still breathing. He's breathing again. He's alive. And Thomas says, "You know, maybe you've been drinking. I don't know what's going on. Maybe you saw a spirit, but there's no way. There's no way. Because unless I see it, I'm not going to believe it." And throughout the Gospel of John, it's about witnessing. And witnessing is seeing and believing is seeing. And those things are mixed up all the time. But it's how do you witness things? And when you witness things, what does that mean? When you witness something, what does that mean? So, for example, when Beth and I were at a synod assembly down in California, this is probably about 12 years ago, and we were taking a break from the synod assembly, you know, which is a gathering of churches, of Lutheran churches in a geographical area. And I go out with a pastor friend, and at the time he was a smoker. No longer smokes, thanks be to God. But, you know, we were out there, and I'm a good friend, so I'm going to watch him smoke, I guess. And so we're sitting out there taking a break, and all of a sudden we happen to both look at the same time as we hear this horrific crash. Horrific. It was horrible. You know, like whatever bad crashes are that you've heard or seen. And we run out there, and right in the middle of an intersection, one gal had just plowed into another, you know, car with a kid, and there were three people in there. And fortunately, he, before he was a pastor, was in the Navy, and he was a medic. So, you know, if you're going to have someone who's with you in that kind of moment, you want to have a medic with you who's in the Navy and has been under stress, you know. So And I've experienced car wrecks, but not like this. And we got there and we helped folks and he was able to assess the situation and then a car came and stuff like that. But when you witness something, what does it mean? I mean, yeah, so you heard the crash, but what does that mean? And what do you think about? Of course, after that, we're debriefing and it's a trauma. It's, you know, this is life and death. This is, you start thinking about the things that the disciples were thinking about. Doubts and fears and pain and sorrow and death. Jesus is gone. When you witness things that are significant, it makes you think. You change your mind. And so when Thomas comes into this room and sees his friends like this, that they've witnessed something like that car wreck, except it's joyous. And they're rejoicing. That's my stick figure image, rejoicing. They're happy. Jesus is back. This one who was crucified and died is now raised. He's breathing again. Thomas says, I don't know. A week later, they're in the house. And Thomas is with them this time. And again, the door is closed. And Jesus comes among them. And the same thing happens. He says the same thing. Peace be with you. And Thomas is there talking. And he does see and believes. He witnesses Jesus with him and his friends. Peace be with you. And he says, well, the thing that we're called to say, all of us, my Lord and my God. That's the basic confession of faith right there. My Lord and my God. Jesus, you are from God. You are the chosen one. You are the resurrected one. You are the one who brings peace to us and to the world. That's what he means by that. My Lord and my God. And in the text, it doesn't say he touches them. He just sees it. And he knows. He's breathing again. And then this is how the story concludes in the book of John. Now Jesus did many other things and signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, through witnessing, you have life in his name. Right now you may have doubts and fears and pain and sorrow and maybe even death in your lives. But this is our story. This is the Easter story. It's our story for us now. This place right now is that room. We are the disciples right now in this room. Jesus is here with us. And he says, peace be with you. Do you have pain? You have sorrow? You fear? Is death with you? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Jesus is here right now with us, saying, peace be with you. As much as I'm here right now with you saying it, Jesus is here right now. Peace be with you. So in the rest of this service, know that. And every time you come here, and every time just a couple of us are gathered together, even by yourself, like my little booklet says, your heart is open. The door is open for Jesus to come so that peace may be with you. That's the good news. That's the good news. Amen.